Hey everybody, welcome back to On the Podcast for episode number 3. This week, we're actually going to be talking about a movie. It was put out by Fox Searchlight Pictures in 2007 on DVD, and it is available in the iTunes Music Store. And that movie is called Once. So we'll talk about the film for a little while, and then for our song later on in the episode, we're actually going to be listening to the track Falling Slowly. It's from the movie Once. And if you've read some of my On the Pod pieces, you might recognize the song title from a piece that I wrote on the band The Frames. Here's a promo, and stay tuned.
200 years into the future, mankind has conquered the solar system. Humanity has entered a new era of peace and exploration. But a looming threat could spell the end of everything. The fate of civilization rests in the hands of an unlikely hero.
Excuse me, hero? You know, I've been called a lot of things over the years. Criminal, con artist, traitorous bitch. But hero? Well, yes, but they were being sarcastic. This is the story of how I saved the universe.
Space Casey is an audio drama miniseries from Christiana Ellis. Subscribe now at www.spacecasey.com.
You'll love it. Trust me.
Welcome back, everybody. So I sit here in my little studio holding the best Christmas present I never knew I wanted. For Christmas 2007, my wife picked me up a copy of the movie Once on DVD. We had both heard about the film after hearing Glenn Hansard, the lead singer of The Frames, do an interview on World Cafe on NPR. And she knew I was a fan of the band The Frames, at least after that performance, and she picked it up for me. It was released by Fox Searchlight Pictures and written and directed by John Carney. The film stars Glenn Hansard of The Frames and Marketa Irglova, who is a painfully talented young woman of all of 19 years old. I believe she was 17 at the time they made the film. The story behind Once centers around Glenn Hansard's character, who is a musician that plays on the streets, called a busker. Glenn's character is kind of the stereotypical down-and-out musician. He's just returned home from a failed romance, he's moved back in with his father, he actually works in his father's vacuum cleaner repair shop, he plays guitar and sings on the streets at night and on his lunch breaks to make some extra money, and to have his music heard. Now you may have noticed that I said singing and playing on the streets. Once is kind of a modern-day musical. There's a lot of music in this film, and it's a lot of performance in the film, but it's not your typical Hollywood musical where they've taken Chicago and Sweeney Todd and made it a film. There are songs sung in Once because it's from a musician's perspective, and the perspective works really well during the course of the film. In some ways, Once is a very traditional boy meets girl story, except you also have musical layers thrown in on top of it, and there are a lot of other character points for both Glenn and Marquette's character that transform what you think this is into something different. One of the reasons I think I liked Once so much is because I am a musician, and watching on film the first day that these two people meet is pretty much the perfect day for any musician. They end up going to a music store and playing together, and it's really, really cool. So, the film was written and directed by John Carney, and the way that it was shot is almost a documentary style. You follow these two people around, it's kind of low budget, actually it is low budget, but it looks good and it's very convincing, and it's just a really good movie to watch, and listen to for that matter. So the main reason that I knew about this movie is because of Glenn Hansard. And Glenn is the lead singer, guitarist, and founding member of the Irish band The Frames. And they've got several albums out that you can get on iTunes or from their website, which is www.theframes.ie. And John Carney, again, the writer and director of Once, was actually the bass player in The Frames a while back. Marketa Irglova is actually a Czech singer and plays piano in the film, and I believe she actually plays a lot of different instruments as well. And she and Glenn Hansard actually recorded an album together called The Swell Season, along with the soundtrack to Once that features all the music in the film. It's a really nice companion piece, even though there are some duplicate tracks between the two. Speaking of the music from the film, that brings us right up to the song that I was going to play. That song is called Falling Slowly. It was written by Glenn Hansard and Marketa Irglova, and is basically just an acoustic guitar piano arrangement with some strings and stuff like that. And the first time that I heard it was actually on the Frames album, The Cost. And I was so taken with it that I actually wrote a piece for onthepod.net about the Frames and The Cost, but mainly about that song. And we're sitting there watching once, and there's this great version of it between the two characters that they play. And it was done on that first day when those two characters meet. They're sitting in a music store playing the song. And the best part is I'm online looking at the PodSafe Music Network. Lo and behold, it's on there. It's the version that's actually from the soundtrack of the film, and I believe the same version that's on the Swell Season CD. So there's a little more instrumentation than the one in the actual film itself. Still, killer version. So the film once, I highly recommend you go and check it out, especially if you're a musician. You're gonna dig it. It's really cool. And the song Falling Slowly, obviously I can't say enough about it because I keep talking about it. This is 2 years running. I'm sure I'll get it in next year somewhere. So here's your chance. Take a listen to it. Hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
Thank you.
So that was the song Falling Slowly. Hope you enjoyed it. Again, that was from the PodSafe Music Network that you can find at music.podshow.com. And here's another promo for you.
Johnny C., you stole my pot.
I didn't steal her pot. But when trouble comes calling, it's usually not too concerned with those little details.
This case of mistaken identity takes Johnny C. on a journey from Mississippi all the way to the Big Easy and back. Join Johnny as he follows a trail of drugs, kidnapping, infidelity, and murder. Serve It Cold is available as a free serialized audiobook at podiobooks.com and dancingcatstudios.com. Sex, drugs, and the cradle of rock and roll.
And that, my friends, is going to do it for yet another episode of On the Podcast. I'd like to thank you all for coming back. And if you'd like any more information on Glenn Hansard of the Frames, Marketa Irglova, or John Carney, you can visit the Once Film website at www.foxsearchlight.com/once. For more information on the Frames, you can visit their website, which is www.theframes.ie. And if you'd like to download your own copy of Falling Slowly, you can do that over at the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Thanks again for tuning in. Have a great week. You've been listening to On the Podcast, brought to you by onthepod.net. On the Podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 license. If you have a band and would like your music played on the Podcast, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to email us at onthepod@gmail.com.